Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coil Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COIL75. So visit coildeals.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COIL75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station and people. This is another one of those days. I know we've had quite a few of those days, but we're going to need your help getting us off edge. It may be an emotional show today. It may be a little feisty. It may be a little bitey. Say what you feel. Apologize later. Steve Rummage in the building. Brian Hall in the booth.
That's a good opening for a game day show. We got Louisville, Virginia Tech tonight. I've got to get some high school basketball talk off my chest today.
Oh, yeah.
We can talk that because I think there is a serious injustice being done. We'll chat about that in a little bit, and then all the other good stuff.
Brian Hall in the booth. Brian, what's going on, my man?
Nothing too much. We got a new Heisman Trophy winner, Devonta Smith. Congratulations, man. I was actually watching that ceremony a little bit last night, and I was kind of surprised. You know, obviously Devonta Smith, very worthy of the Heisman Trophy. One of the best performance, single season performances we've seen from a wide receiver, but a lot of talk too about Trevor Lawrence not getting that Heisman as well.
They were expecting the Lifetime Achievement Award for Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, that's what I thought. He's a once in a generational guy. That's what I've heard.
By the way, he did announce he's going pro.
Yeah, kinda.
See ya.
So
he put it out on Twitter this morning. Yeah,
because after the interview afterwards, he was like, "Well, I mean, you know, it sounds like I'm going to go, but I'll make the announcement official."
Brian, there's something about what you said. I'm glad that the Heisman Trophy situation was heavy on your heart.
Yeah,
because before the show even started today, what's going on, Beef? Before the show even started today, Brian, Trucker Sean sent in a text. Steve, can you read that text, please?
Hey Steve and Double M, this is Trucker Sean. Am I crazy or was this year's Heisman race boring? I never felt blown away by any of the guys who were in the race.
What say you, Steve?
Sorry. Just got thrown off there. No, I get it. But I think it was because I think it was more, it just wasn't publicized this year. Mm-hmm. Like, the talk was more, is the season going to finish? Like, you know, like, that was kind of the conversation. Like, when the Heisman Trophy, and then it was on a random Tuesday night.
Yeah.
You know, it was just like, and it was like, you know, just a Zoom thing, and it was, oh, yeah.
I agree with Trucker Sean, but at the same time, I think part of it was because up until about, maybe 3 weeks ago, it was just like assumed that Trevor Lawrence was going to win the Heisman. And then all of a sudden it was like this Devonta Smith has just been having this killer season and he's slowly just inching closer to Trevor Lawrence and then surpasses him. And everybody's like, well, I thought this was a given that Lawrence was going to win. And now that he won, it's like maybe it was more of a race than we thought.
Oh, you sweet little babies. Trucker Sean, Ryan Hall, Steve Rummage. Oh, you poor little babies. Okay. Trucker Sean. That's what it feels like. When you have a Heisman Trophy at your university, you don't care about anybody else winning Heisman Trophies again. You don't care at all. Listen, the Heisman Trophy will never be the same to you again, Steve.
Yeah.
Because all you can do is win another.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like when I talk football with you and when I talk football with Brian and Trucker Sean, we know what the Heisman hangovers are like and we know what kind of buildup it takes to win a Heisman. We know how, like, what it takes to captivate a nation. We know how to get Heisman Trophy guys to bring in college football playoffs, even when the world says there's no way you're going to have College Game Day at Louisville. And Steve and Marcus say, well, yeah, with our Heisman Trophy, there's no way you're going to win a Heisman Trophy at the University of Louisville. You got to be in the college football playoffs. And we got our Heisman Trophy.
That might be true. It might be like the Triple Crown effect.
Yes.
Like once I saw.
Great example.
Once I saw American Pharoah win the Triple Crown, like I kind of stopped caring. I was like.
You're not allowed to say that on the radio.
No,
Steve.
I know. But like that moment, like I was watching that happen and I'm like, look, read that. I swear to God, people, the stupidity in some people are just baffling. just baffling.
Don't write in stupid text.
That there also would be like a. Some people see it as an asterisk just because, you know, teams like Ohio State, they played 6 or 7 games, you know, like Big Ten guys. And so people are like, yeah, you know, we had a Heisman Trophy winner, but there might have been some other guys that could have been in contention had they played more games.
Good try. But no. I'm sorry, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
You've lost that loving feeling of Heisman Trophy races. It never. As good as the first time.
No, that was kind of my Triple Crown point, man. Like, right. I dang near almost felt emotional watching that American Pharoah, like, oh my God, like this actually happened. And then the next one that did it, I can't remember the name.
Right.
The next horse that did it, I was just like, oh, cool.
Hey, cool.
I watched it. I was like, oh, dang, he's going to do it.
No, yeah. Over. Like, it's over. And I was like, I wonder how Kentucky felt when they, you know, when they got their Heisman. Like, did they stop caring too?
Mm-hmm. No, probably not.
Will they stop caring when they win their Heisman?
No, because they probably expected it. I think we were like, yeah, because that's what I was saying. Even with the Triple Crown, I was like, dude, nobody in the Triple Crown, or like I was like, nobody's gonna win the Triple Crown, you know, like in my lifetime here. So,
no, listen. The yes, the trolling voice is Flemmy on purpose.
I know.
I'm sounding like oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I got that off my chest.
Yeah, no, but no, I think yeah, that's a good point, though.
Yeah, the Heisman Trophy is done. So don't get stressed out about this, y'all. Like College Game Day didn't feel great the second time.
No.
It was like, what took y'all so long?
Yeah.
Like
Brian said, we were talking about what was our biggest moment from football this year, and we're thinking, and we're like, we're all three. We're like, oh, yeah, we had College Game Day.
We totally forgot.
Think about that.
Yeah, like.
No, I've been trying to tell you people, you become desensitized to the awesome levels of success that you achieve in a year, in a lot of years, and you're like, you know, now people are starting to get that second wave of, damn, Lamar was the best. The best in the country, and we get to relive it through the Ravens' eyes. It's almost like we got to relive the Lamar Jackson experience
because they're doing what we were doing. They were like, "Oh my gosh, he is that good!"
No, and you know what Ravens fans are doing right now? They're saying, "Why y'all hating on Lamar? Like, what did he do to y'all?"
Because
every time a Ravens fan turns on his TV, they're showing Lamar Jackson's incomplete passes. They're listening to process talk about a 23-year-old Lamar Jackson who needs to you got to win the big one, Lamar. It's your second year starting, and if you get bumped out of the playoffs in the first round, then I mean, you had to buy, even though it took Peyton 7 years to win a playoff game. And
did you see the stat side note on Lamar Jackson? Did y'all see the stat that ESPN Stats posted over the weekend about Lamar, how he has, once he makes it to the red zone, he has 46 touchdowns to 0 turnovers.
Wow.
See, and a Ravens fan.
In his career.
A Ravens fan knows that, right? But no. Yeah. Against teams in the top three, Lamar is only 1-4.
I know.
He can't beat Patrick Mahomes, so he sucks. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I know.
But Ravens fan is going through that, and we just want to pat a Ravens fan on the back and just say, it's going
to
be like this.
And Pat Mahomes may end up, like, it's okay to say this. He may end up being, like, one of the greatest we've ever watched.
Right, right.
I mean,
But yeah, but you were like, oh, well, Peyton Manning, he just doesn't have a team around him like Tom Brady does. And yeah. you're like, and even back then, Colts fans, well, Tom Brady might be the greatest quarterback, and that might be the greatest program in history.
I know.
And yeah, but Peyton, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's his second year as a full-time starter, Steve. Right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're going through that.
And he's been to the playoffs every year. I mean, like, he was the one seed last year.
He rescued his team and drugged them to the playoffs in the beginning.
Yeah, and he's won. I think they said they've won, like, four or five straight now because that's what somebody last night. Who was my guy? Marcus Spears. Marcus Spears was like, I mean, he's been in the playoffs for 5 weeks. He's had to win every game.
Right.
You know? Right. Like, he's like, he's winning every game.
See, the problem with that is, Steve, they're not counting that as, and sorry, Texas, I had the audio on the wrong one. And the problem with that, Steve, is that you're not counting those as pressure games.
Right.
But if you lose, if Lamar loses that last game, you count that as a he can't win a pressure game to make the playoffs.
Right.
If he loses the game before that, it's like the LeBron thing. It's like what Skip Bayless did to LeBron. You know what I'm saying? Oh, well, they're tied, so that's not a clutch shot, right? Okay, so then he was only down one, so the pressure wasn't to tie. You know what I'm saying? It's not a clutch shot if you just tied the game, LeBron.
Yeah.
Oh, he hit the game winner. There were still technically 2.6 seconds on the clock, so that's not a game winner. So LeBron had to down two. The buzzer has to go off. The ball has to go in, and it has to be a game seven for that to count as one game winner.
Yeah.
Now he needs 17 more of those to tie somebody up. You know what I'm saying? It's like you're setting unreal, silly, stupid standards for greatness.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. Somebody said Lamar to Mahomes is secretariat to Sham. That's a pretty good point because, like, Sham would have been, like, easily the Triple Crown winner, awesome horse. It's like, but you just ran the three races with Secretariat.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's like if Patrick Mahomes would have never been born, Lamar would be, you know, you'd be like, he's the greatest player we've ever
seen. A lot of people were saying that about Phil Mickelson when he was coming up with Tiger for a while. It was like, you're playing with Tiger, and Tiger won every one.
Right.
And Phil came in second.
Right. I mean, Barkley's still great, and he took some L's to Jordan. Like, all these guys of your childhood are still great.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Lamar, they're still trying to make Lamar a gimmick wide receiver half the time.
I know.
Okay. So.
Lamar Jackson.
The Lamar Jackson palate is clean. I'll get to the Kentucky thing later because I'm never going to forgive a certain group of people from the Kentucky situation. But.
Okay.
But. Steve.
Yeah.
Injustice is being done. Okay, people, this is going to be – we gotta have this conversation early on. Let's get it out the way so we can, you know, get things rolling into more positive vibes. High school basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready to discuss that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Steve said something to me riding along. I could hear the agitation in his voice, but Steve was just kind of informing me. So when he was informing me, I was kind of, you know, it was kind of, you know, just dry. He was, you know, just letting me know, give me some information. He says, Marcus, do you realize every other county in the entire state of Kentucky is playing basketball? I said, nah, Steve. I'm thinking, nah, that's not right. You know what I'm saying? He said, Marcus, every other place in the entire state of Kentucky is playing basketball. Okay, I processed that. He said, Marcus, JCPS is the only place in the entire state that's not playing basketball. I instantly thought about everybody, and not the kids. I thought about the people that are working to get these kids where they want to go.
Just
helping these kids chase their
dreams. Let me tag on, too. Private schools in Jefferson County.
Are playing. I'm thinking about the entire system here, and I'm just like, this needs to be addressed. This needs an overhaul. This needs some leadership. This needs overhaul. Or
this may be the most corrupt thing I've ever seen in my life. And people, I'm talking as an outsider who moved here and has love for these, you know, the product that is high school sports. The, you know, just the product overall. I come here and I learn the history. And I'm like, okay, that's bad. But TSAA has its own struggles. And then, time goes on a little more. And I'm like, yeah, but it wasn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes further. And then it's like, what? And then I'm like, so what are you doing if you're JCPS right now? If you're student athletes.
Yeah.
What do they do?
Well, right now, here's the issue. And they voted yesterday that they could start a modified practice today. Then they're not going to meet again on the matter until January 19th at the earliest. It's the 6th.
Their season's over.
That's what I'm saying. I mean,
You're doing the kick the ball, cancel the season thing.
Yeah.
You're being the Big Ten right now.
Who do you
want
to send it to?
Oh, Steve.
Don't worry about it.
That's funny. You're doing exactly what the Big Ten tried to do. Kick it down the road. Hope everybody else cancels around you. Hope there's some issue. Meanwhile, you just really just, okay, I don't want to have to deal with this. I don't want to have to deal with the logistics of having a season.
In the meantime, too, you have multiple programs from JCPS, two that may be the two best teams in the state.
Wait, the two best teams in the state?
Arguably.
Oh. Male, Ballard.
Ballard, yeah.
And none of them are playing, and they're not even having a full practice.
No. And then you have multiple kids in this area who are trying to get recruited, who are trying to win Mr. Basketballs,
yes,
who are trying to do things, and it's like they're now, and that's why, I mean, if you're...
You have a Mr. Basketball caliber talent right now that can't play, right here.
Multiple. Like, yes. There's multiple players that aren't able to get on the court right now and play in games when everybody else in the entire state of Kentucky is playing games.
Yeah, and
people in your own, can you imagine going to school and the school 5 miles down the road is playing games tonight? And I'm not upset with the private schools or anything.
Yeah,
like that.
Right.
Like, do what you can do. I mean, if you can play, great.
But here's the thing. But no, this eats at the core of just poor leadership. Not even poor leadership. I don't want to bang. It's very poor leadership. But I will say, it eats at the core of unfairness. Of injustice. Like, you know what I'm saying? When you say, like, I could not imagine that my homeboy that goes to Trinity, because he has money and some type of way Trinity and private schools was able to circumvent those laws.
Yeah.
Right? And my friend that goes to Trinity can play. And he's just like, yeah, it sucks for you.
Yeah. And now, like this text. You cannot tell me that COVID-19 is why this is happening. Because if COVID-19 was the issue, you would shut basketball down around the state. How are you going to look at me now? Because I get you, but put yourself in a player's position or a coach's position, and they say, well,
or a parent.
Well, cases are surging. Are cases not surging 5 miles down the road? And they can play basketball?
Or do you think they just have a better ability to fight, you know, to fight some, are their protocols down the road, better?
So does COVID not hit private schools or anybody else in the state? Is that the game we're playing?
For something like this, there should just be a blanket effect across the whole state.
I totally agree. And like I said, I'm not upset with the schools that get to play. I mean, good for them. If the Trinities and the private schools get to play.
I think there are some circumstances where the private schools should be allowed to venture off if they want, because they have, you know, their own ability to do that. But when it's something like a pandemic that affects, you know, everybody,
right,
it should be a blanket effect across the state, or at least across the city.
And here's the thing. They're using that lazy lie. Again, if you're not reconvening, it's like if the CDC goes from 14 days to 7. If you don't meet right after that and say, hey, There's some new information come out. There's new recommendations. But I'm sorry. It's too hard to have a Zoom call meeting until January 19th. We can't organize a Zoom meeting until January 19th about what's going on. Hey, y'all do realize other people are playing today. That means everybody in this room right now is doing the lazy lie. You're looking for one excuse to go back home and call it a day.
I mean, around the state, they're coin tossing at the beginning of the game. They're not even doing jump ball. Now, listen, I'm like,
it's an adjustment.
I don't really think that makes sense, but whatever. But they're doing it, and they're doing it to play. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, like, okay, things are
they're being making done. All the adjustments necessary.
So why is it that public schools in one county out of a state with 120 counties can't play? I just don't see how you can this shouldn't be a
it's not a COVID
COVID-19 argument. This is not a
no if
a,
yeah if you bring
like COVID-19 is a terrible thing. It's yeah, affected
if,
a ton of people.
If you bring it into this conversation, then you're bringing that into the conversation. But when I say it's not a rule that everybody's going by, so my coaches that are fighting to play and my players that are fighting to play, and when Trevor Lawrence had to do the hashtag we want to play. Like, you remember when everybody was speaking for Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields and doing that same lazy lie? Oh. And you remember myocarditis was a huge deal for about 10 days?
Mm-hmm.
And then it got, debunked. But they ran with that, Steve. And Big Ten said, because of myocarditis, our season's over. We shut it down.
Yeah.
10 days later, it was like, no, that's a one in a million, case, and we can monitor that immediately. So, Big Ten, well, we're going to wait 2 months and then see, if we can reconvene, and hopefully this thing goes away. That's exactly what's happening with JCPS. And it didn't end up crippling the Big Ten, but college kid, like, they're suffering in recruiting right now.
Andy said, and sorry, Brian, I know you got something. Andy said he lives right across the bridge, right? Mm-hmm. Right across the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
He said that there's teams over there who played double-digit games already. Like, so, like, that's what I'm saying. I mean, if you're at school and you're at Central and you're like, I can see New Albany. Yeah. And they can play.
And Texter, I will say there should never be a blanket. I kind of do agree with that part too. Like, there should never be a blanket rule. Like,
I get that.
I do know exactly what you're saying on that one. Trust me. Me of all people, I do know that. Go ahead, Brian.
Well, no, what I was going to say is it's really hurting the high school kids who are trying to get recruited. Kids that are trying to go off to college and play. I mean, a guy like Caleb Glenn that we keep using, he's not going to be able to expose himself until he gets to AAU basketball to some of these coaches. And so you're hurting these guys. But my thing is, I wanted to go back to the Zoom call that you were talking about. When you got something adamant that you need to get done and we're saying a Zoom call, we do it sometimes here at the station where we'll get a Zoom meeting together within an hour or two. And it's like, hey, 6 o'clock, we're going to meet, But my thing is, when it's something this big, why are we waiting 2 weeks? You literally could have a Zoom meeting tonight.
That's criminal. That's criminal.
Nobody even has to leave their couch to do a Zoom meeting.
Listen, if I'm a young athlete right now in the city of Louisville, I hate Louisville getting done like this. And then this is happening to me right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then my parents are telling me how JCPS has been getting screwed from the beginning.
Yeah.
I'm scared to go to Louisville. I'm scared to stay here now. I almost want to get out of state and go to Indiana, go somewhere else.
And see, I hate doing that. And by the way, 3646, I agree with your text 1,000%. Yeah, 100%. I get what you're saying on that. So, but here's the thing. I hate doing it because, part of me wants to say these kids should be able to transfer immediately. Right. But I'm like, man, there's some good coaches in the city.
Right.
That care about Hayworth and Rainier, and those guys, they care about the coach or the
dying
kids
right now.
Like, I mean, there's a lot of good public school coaches, so I hate to turn into the guy that's like, yeah, this is why kids leave. Like, this is why kids are getting
out. Right. And
If you're local, you should feel the same way, because you'll be the same person angry saying Coach Mack isn't getting it done because he's not locking down the city, or Satterfield's not getting it done because he's not locking down the city. You know what I'm saying? And these, if you don't get mad and acknowledge that this is not fair and you're just like, oh, tough, get over it. You know, if you're like that, then shut up about local recruiting. Just shut up about it. You know what I'm saying? If you say, oh, get over it, you'll work through, you get a scholarship, you know, somewhere else. Like, okay. But let's admit that you're choosing to look the other way. You know what I'm saying? You're choosing to look the other way because you still get to watch your team play. You know, and when you let that happen, you empower future regimes to keep on doing the same thing.
Yeah. And look, people in the state, kudos to the people that are playing. Like, I mean, everybody's taking precautions to be as safe as possible in doing this. And I just don't know why you can look here. And I agree with a couple texts I've saw that the most important thing is getting them back in school and stuff like that. Like, I actually agree with that.
Yeah.
I agree with that. And there is an issue.
Oh, okay, even with that, you should be meeting with that every Monday. We should be brainstorming how to do it with the good of the children, you know what I'm saying, in the case. Just saying go home until this whole thing is over with this is not right with what's going on.
Right.
I'll just say that.
And that's kind of where we'll leave it. But it's something that.
Yeah. Stop myself short.
That needs to be addressed. That it's like.
Man, with some urgency.
Yeah.
With some urgency, people. It's pathetic.
Yeah. So it's like, man, I mean, let's just at least.
Yeah. If you don't have kids, if you have, like, people, they've been training all year round. They've been paying personal training all year round. Their whole life is revolving around this thing, and your next door neighbor is allowed to participate because people don't want to meet until the 19th.
This text says, I know we're in different areas, but I cover high school sports in Atlanta, and all schools here are playing with no issues. It's a shame that JCPS schools haven't been able to play. Ironically, last night I checked to see how Fern Creek was doing because I heard they were supposed to be really good. I just assumed all Kentucky schools were playing. I mean, right. It's like, I mean, again, I know people, when you say something like this right now, people are almost conditioned to just jump down your throat about COVID-19.
Right, right.
And it's like, well, okay, no, we're all, okay, I get. There is a group of people that still may not think it's a thing. Okay, that's fine. We're all in agreement. Look, my wife is working in Knoxville, Tennessee right now. It's one of the busiest hospitals in America.
Right.
And she sees people passing away. And like, yes.
Yeah.
We're all in agreement. This is a terrible thing. Okay? But I don't know how you can say, like I said, in a state where they're playing college basketball all across the country, and you have one county in the middle of a state, the state above you is playing. The counties around you are playing.
The counties around you.
Ohio's playing. Like, everywhere's playing. And you're saying, well, this one county. Now, the private schools are playing.
Inside of that.
But the public schools in this little county right here, you can't play. And we're not going to look at it again for about 3 weeks. That's one of those where I'm like, I don't like to do this very often. But that's one of those where I'm like, I'm not really sure how you can have a differing opinion on that. Like, that's not.
See, and then
odd.
Listen, I'm gonna laugh about this because then the poachers come.
Yeah,
but here's the thing: even when the poachers come, you're not gonna let those kids be eligible anyway when they transfer.
I know, so they almost have to leave.
Yeah, because you're literally shutting down their ability to even play.
I said, come to Shelby County. We need athletes.
God, I love Shelby County. Quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maven on 939 The Ville.
Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coyle Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COYLE75. So visit COYLEDEALS.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COYLE75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coyle, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
The teams are back in action. get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. They're missing out on some good competition, too. Just my last bow tie on that conversation. Missing out on some good competition to play some JCPS schools, Steve.
I know. Some good schools. If, you know, I mean, they got to play them anyways, but, like, yeah. So,
do you think by state tournament time they'll be eligible to play?
I don't know. No. I mean, maybe.
But they don't have enough games to make the tournament.
I don't know. They don't have time for a Zoom for between now and the 19th. So I don't know, you know. And that Zoom might just be to up practice. So
there is no urgency in that situation.
Yeah.
So we've moved on to the comical part of that, just how extremely ridiculous that is. Okay, so moving along. It is game day, by the way.
It is, man. It is game day.
Virginia Tech, macro first thoughts. Mm-hmm. What's more important?
Oh, a game that will be played with
3,000 fans?
Yeah, but regardless.
Inside of JPS area? Okay, so the Louisville game.
Yeah.
What's more important? What's more important to Steve right now? Getting better or getting the win?
Oh.
If you could give Sam and Aiden combined 35 points and 15 rebounds in a loss, would you take it?
I don't know, because getting the win is important. Let me tell you why. Outside of just getting the win is important. Mm-hmm. We do Charles. Good chance he comes back. Well, if we play Saturday, we don't even know if we're going to play Saturday. But
does that move up his timetable if we're not going to play Saturday? If you think we're not going to play Saturday, do you try to get Charles Mendlin some minutes in this game?
Maybe. I doubt it. I mean, you just give him more time. Mm-hmm. But with Mendlin and Malik coming back, winning games now is making life easier on us in March.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm like, I think go ahead, because here's what you would hate. You know, we're struggling through some games now. You're losing games here or there. You end up with like a 7 or 8 seed. And it's like, and then we're firing on all cylinders, but we catch Gonzaga round two because we're an 8 seed and we play well and just get beat. And you're like, it didn't have to be that way.
Because of Virginia Tech.
Yeah, because we're losing games. Like, but if you keep winning, you're up in your seed. Now we're going to be fully healthy with the 3 seed. And now all of a sudden we're going, okay, hey, let's go.
Let's take some time to work these guys back into it.
So to me, yeah, I would rather get the win, even if it was like.
Is Louisville a top 20 team, a top 20 basketball team, top 25 in your opinion?
I think so. I think I heard Andy say this yesterday. It's kind of surprising. It was. Maybe it was the day before yesterday, but it was like they are kind of underrated right now. Like, they're not really.
That,
like,
Wisconsin thing, man.
I guess the visual of that it's
Wisconsin,
like,
is going to is the reason. I heard them talking about it this morning. Odds are, if you're in the top 25 come, you know, end of the season. And again, I think, like, for our seed is going to be so much higher than our ranking. You know what I'm saying? Because you've already gotten put so far behind the eight ball with one loss that they're just getting away with making you work so hard to get back in the top 25 that, you know, you're not gonna spend this year in the top 25.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
Because they've already, if you're 7-1 with the wins you have.
Yeah.
And that's your one loss, that Wisconsin blowout. Like, you didn't give them a stinker game.
Yeah.
Like, you just said no. That's closer to the real team, and the separation between them and Wisconsin is so far. And again, I don't expect the nation to know how good Carly Jones is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't expect them to know the difference.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, when you watch that game, you think, oh, okay, Carly's out. Their point guard's out. Okay, you don't think, okay, well, they've been off for 18 days now, and
yeah,
they don't have, you know, two other guys, like, you know, that are going to be coming. Like, you just don't. I don't think Josh even played that game.
No.
So it's like, I get it, though. And you're just like, oh, man, they got beat down.
Yeah, but even Jay Billis was like, yeah, this is not the team.
Billis said that during the game. He said, I mean, this isn't even remotely close to the Louisville team that we're going to see. Yeah,
right. But, again, national writer, national ranker, all he knows is Wisconsin. And they beat, you know what I'm saying, they beat Pittsburgh on the road, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. Who they beat the other day? Okay, they beat Kentucky, beat the rival. Okay, whatever. You know? It's going to be like, whatever. So, your standard of... your standard for what's a good win is just going to be so tough this year that
I know.
Yeah, you're only going to get credit for your losses.
That's fair. No, I think it's fair.
So back to the original question: playing good. Oh, okay. So you're going to say
I would still say win. Yeah, I would say get the win because
no matter who plays bad.
Because you get the win. Like I said, I know I'm going to become a really good team. And I think they are getting better. Like, and I expect them to look better tonight.
So David Johnson and Carly play good. Everybody else plays crappy. You eke it out.
I don't say crappy. Like, I don't want everybody to play crappy. And it's like, well, the only reason we won is because we had one dude like jack up 7 threes. You know, and the rest of the team sucks. We got one guy that can't even, you know, not sure he knows how to dribble at this point.
Listen, what if you had a guy? Okay, let's say this. Sam Williamson. Oh, by the way, did you know Sam was staying at Coach Mack's house to get out his own head? Did you hear about that?
No.
No, Sam's literally moved into Coach Mack's house to get his head together.
That's not true.
Steve? Did you hear that? BJ Boston.
Yeah.
Staying at Coach Calipari's house.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll do this at the end of this. I'll do this at the end of this hour. You know what, Lawrence? I'll take this call real quick because there's something I got to address. And it was probably going to be more of a segment, but I don't care. If I have to run over, I'll do it. Lawrence, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
What's up, guys? I'm just going to ask, like, you already know what David and Carter's going to do tonight, but what does Sam really have to do tonight? Does he have to be more aggressive, or he just have to stop looking behind his back and stop worrying about getting sent to the bench if he make a bad play?
Listen, Lawrence, I appreciate the call. I don't think he's a look-over-the-shoulder guy. I think he's getting – listen, I think Sam's getting clean looks, and they're so clean that he's overthinking them. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's just, you know, he's getting all his shots against the zone. Like, Sam's pull-up game, his mid-range game is what we know him for.
Yeah.
And he, like, looks like it's taking forever for him to even decide to shoot that ball. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah.
So here's the thing, Steve.
Okay. I'm listening.
I've lived through a few years of media around here. I've survived a few years of media.
You have?
Through some crazy stuff. And I've survived through the knocking of Louisville's success at a crazy level.
Absolutely.
I've watched the local media turn sweet into sour. And you know what the excuse was? Well, I'm a cynic by nature. Right?
Mm-hmm.
At every turn. Man, like, you're doing good. Oh, but that's gonna end soon, and I'm just a cynic by nature. I've lived through it.
Mm-hmm.
So I've gotten to know all the personalities that are around me. I've come to know what to expect a lot of times, you know, because I know the sense of humors, and I know the jokes, and I'm good at finding burner accounts because the verbiage comes from the same person, you know.
Sure.
Like, things like that. Steve, I'm never going to forgive my media brethren around me right now.
Okay.
Because I've watched them make jokes at Louisville's expense on all kind of stuff. It's not just the jokes. It's the benefit of the doubt of the, oh, yeah, you know he'll get it together. Steve, if I took your whole staff and brought in a whole new staff and all of a sudden you started losing, the most games since 1909 or something, or 1929. Where's that cynic now? Oh, I mean, yeah, he lost Kenny Payne, and the team doesn't look good, and they don't look like it, and they had to go to a freshman to, you know, to get him a win on the. Where's that cynic guy now? I know what the jokes would be like if Mac, or the, if a rumor got out,
yeah,
that Mac moved his McDonald's All-American in his house. That would be the story of the year, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the jokes of a lifetime. The heartbeat step drill would be the funniest meme, and it would never go away, right?
Mm-hmm.
The kickouts and the all these stories, that you would get bombarded with them.
Yeah.
All year. This media has really disappointed me because it proved me so right. That I'm sad that I'm right. You're scared to talk about Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
You're scared to have them those jokes and that meme energy. You're scared. You know what the number one thing I hear now, Steve, is? Kids. Kids. Did Carl Anthony Towns look like a kid? Right? No, they weren't kids. But not the kids. All these up until year of our Lord, 2020 and 2021, these were, get it done. Now they're all kids. Cal kind of, but the kids. And you know, if my McDonald's All-American, Steve, got booed off the floor in my own arena, I'd be hearing about it right this second. Twitter, people wouldn't have went to sleep coming up with how pathetic the coach is here, or the breakdown here is the kid.
Yeah, because they did get booed yesterday.
They got booed in their own arena because of their performance against Jerry Stackhouse and the Fighting Vanderbilt Commodores, Steve.
Yeah.
They were an 11-point favorite, and they won by three and needed 17 free throws out of one player. They shot 16 more free throws than their opponent, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
They won by three. They got booed in their own place.
Yeah, I'm just not afraid to say they're really bad this year.
Coach Calipari, I mean, it's, you can see it with your own two eyes, people. Exactly. I've watched the kids disrespect the coach right in the game, right in front of my own two eyes, right? And I've watched kids in growing pains. Oh my God.
Makes you appreciate Coach Mack watching them. I will say that, man.
Because if nothing else, nobody's disrespecting them. Nobody's rolling their eyes and walking past and walking to the locker room.
That's not been something we have dealt with. Like, I mean, at all. There has been no.
The white glove dust treatment that y'all are giving Cal, or you're telling on yourselves. You're selling out. That's what it is. You're just selling out. I'm not gonna say. This is obviously a horrible situation, and Marcus was right. Listen, don't even say Marcus right. Take it as your own idea and say, man, I think Kenny Payne really has something to do with these wins.
Yeah.
How dare you not do this? You people are cynical by nature, right? I'm the only positive one. I'm sunshine and rainbows guy. But you're scared to say that this is the most dysfunctional thing I've ever seen in my life in the Kentucky program? They were 1-6, Steve.
Yeah. Oh no. Yeah. No. They're terrible. I mean, yeah. They're pretty awful.
Hey, I listen to people. Oh, but if they get, all they got to do is beat Texas, and Tennessee, and Florida, and they'll be right back.
They
at 500.
Listen, they're barely beating terrible teams.
Jerry Stackhouse, did his facial expression ever change? He's doing injustice for Hoopers. Jerry Stackhouse is going to make it so the Hoopers don't get the jobs anymore.
No, I know.
Because he's just sitting over there like, y'all suck.
Yeah.
He has that look on his face. Like, I can't believe y'all suck this bad.
No, absolutely not. Yeah, I mean, and so, yeah, no, it's...
I got on Twitter, and...
Yeah.
I got on Twitter, and I heard, or I read somebody talk about how Scottie Pippen Jr. is a monster.
Mm-hmm.
He's 6'1".
Mm-hmm.
He's not a monster. He is a good player. And I've watched you turn Vandy into, oh, they had their shooting night of their life against us. But just last week, I watched a freshman who was averaging 4 minutes a game go 7 threes. And, oh, they're back. They're back. I mean, listen, if you're a positive person, I got no problem with that. But if you're a cynic by nature when it's, oh, well, Louisville, as soon as they get to late seed, think about that. We spent last year in number one category in the nation, and the discussion was, but when they get to late season, are they going to be able to do it?
Yeah, but to be fair, I mean, if you go back and look at Vanderbilt, I mean, Davison only beat Vanderbilt by 20, so.
Wait a minute. Vandy beat Davison by 20?
No, Davison beat Vandy by 20, but it was only 20. So, I mean, they're okay. Well, I think Florida only beat them by, was it 19? So, I mean, they might be a little better than they might be a little better than I give them credit for.
That's a really underrated Vandy. Davidson is a really underrated team if they beat Vandy by 20. And here's the thing. The local media, you're smarter than that. I've watched you go, well, Davidson beat that team. Marcus is saying Western Kentucky's good, and Davidson beat them by 6. He's trying to make Western Kentucky look good. But you won't say, Steve, the fact that I'm just now getting that stat from you, that Davidson beat Vandy by 20 points, and Florida beat Vandy by 20 points. And I got to listen to the local who are cynical by nature say, what? Everything fixed.
Do you know who's been the fairest person in the media about Kentucky this year?
James.
Look, right? And look, and James is the one that I look at privately behind the scenes, and I'm like, James.
Right.
Screw that.
Right. Like, James. Like you,
that's your squad,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, right. Don't let Andy turn you into that. Like you worry for him. Like, dude, you're going to get run out of Lexington because you're telling the truth.
Like, go hard on him, man.
But the problem is James is doing that, and nobody's backing him up. So they're leaving him out on the island. That's what the problem is.
That's a good point, too. That's a good point, too.
Right?
Yeah.
I live on the island. Like, I can survive on the island. I don't think James can. Y'all better support him. Y'all better back him up and say, listen, James, I appreciate your honesty. You've been right.
But if we all get abducted by aliens, I need
straight. That's who I call.
Yeah. I need my guy.
And by the way, James, you are not going. If you think you're going to go to Waverly Hills and bring those damn demons back into 93.9 Studios, you got another thing coming.
Yeah,
like you better go get an exorcist or something before you. Like, what are you doing? You listen. You talk about social distancing.
I heard that too.
The quickest way to mean a social distance, a lot bit more than 6 feet. Is James go to do that overnight thing at Waverly? I heard that. Listen, I'm gonna complain to HR.
Oh yeah, no, I'm calling Phil the moment he steps back in here. Yeah.
Listen, I'm getting. And if you like the show, if you support Middays with Marcus Maben, right now, somebody please go to the store, buy some sage. Send it to me, and I swear I will burn it in these studios.
Yes.
To just keep everything that James brings back from Waverly out of my studio.
Somebody said, quit calling Strebel James. Fair enough. Okay.
No, but yeah. Okay, you go ahead and play us out, Brian, with that one. Yeah, stay out of Waverly, dude. Like, stop being a show-off. Like,
yeah.
I don't believe in. I can carry demons back to the studio, but.
No, he does believe. That's what scares me. Like, why are you so comfortable?
Those demons are going to see him as an open. They're going to be like, hey, y'all, look at this. Look at this dude.
That's Cat Williams. Yeah. with the tigers.
This is not a drill.
This is not a drill.
We got a crew in here, y'all. This is not a test.
I know. Yeah, I know, James.
Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville. Gosh darn.